Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's do it. Robbie,
yeah.
It's just me and you.
That's right. We're the only ones live, Leroy.
I know. I would like to think that this is going to be a shenanigans-free Friday. But I doubt it. Because we got J-Fig. She has blessed us with her presence. So, in our building, Sports Talk, it's the three of us. That's it.
By the way, J-Fig. J-Fig, did you bust out a little country accent when you were talking back to us?
That comes out randomly. I apologize.
Oh, that was great.
I don't know why. I really don't.
Yeah, that used to happen to me because when I first got to Michigan, people thought I was dumb as a box of rocks just because of how I talked. And so one of the classes I took, believe it or not, when I got to Michigan was speech. Not because, you know, just because the way we talk in Louisiana, well, you know. I wasn't as bad as Ed Orgeron, but the way it works in New Orleans is you take a deep breath and you say everything you have to say in that breath, because the second you stop, it might be 20 minutes before you get to talk again. So it's never a conversation in Louisiana is never point, counterpoint. Is talk, you done, and then see you on the other side. So you used to have to get it all in. So a whole story would be one word. And so everybody would do a double take. And so when, you know, I hear Ed Orgeron talk, it's like it reminds me of home because everybody talks like that. Maybe not, you know, he's a little bit more Cajun than most of us, but the way it just seemed like he said one thing or one word, that all works out that way. So, yeah. So, periodically, I'll say something or a word, and my wife or my kids will look at me and say, excuse me? What was that? I'm like, what? Nothing. You know, so it happens. It happens.
On the flip side, Leroy, does your wife every now and then bust out Canadian stuff that you don't understand?
No, I can pretty much understand all, because I had to learn French in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. See, New Orleans is very, you have to learn French and you have to learn Spanish. Not fluently, but a lot of the things that are in New Orleans have a lot of, you know, Spanish and French, you know, background to it. What she does do, which is hilarious, is her, and especially her mom, they screw up all of the sayings, right? So if you have a cliche or something like that, they'll screw it up. And it's hilarious because then they come up with the line, you know what I meant. And so I have to translate. I don't have to translate their French. I have to translate their English, which if you're Cuban, that happens a lot because the translation doesn't necessarily, mm-hmm. Your Cuban translation doesn't, there's not an English way of saying it.
That's so true. People don't understand that. And then I'll just be clustered and I'll be like, I don't know what to say anymore. Like, just forget what I said.
Right. But that's the only way to it. Now, I'll tell you where you really notice it. If you watch a international film on Netflix and you don't watch it in its original language, and not only do they have an American voiceover, but they have the words on the bottom. A lot of times what the English translation is and what they're writing on the bottom don't match.
It's true. It happens all the time.
I could see right.
It happens all the time. I'm watching, what did I just finish watching? I can't. The Protector. Mm-hmm. Which is like, I don't know, like every Netflix show now has been about a guy who's a mess up in college, in high school or whatever. He's the chosen one. Then he has to hunt down this special cloak or dagger or whatever because evil's coming to the town and he has to save the town. You know, I've watched two shows like Ragnarok and The Protector. And The Protector is about saving the city of Istanbul. So that translation doesn't work out. And The Protector was in Norway. The Protector's in Istanbul and Ragnarok is in Norway. So like, yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal. So Robbie, Let's get some headlines.
All right.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So it's America's birthday weekend. America's birthday is not till tomorrow, Leroy. Yep. But for some reason, America decided to take parlay it into a birthday weekend. They decided to take today off.
That's a federal thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's always happens. And if 4th of July falls on a Sunday, then the Monday afterwards would be considered a holiday. So, Leroy, we're kind of getting the best of both worlds here. We're working on a quote-unquote holiday, but we're not actually missing out on the holiday.
Right, which is fine. I'm cool with that.
We're the only ones here. We're the only ones working. Everyone else is doing a best of across the board. Now, you are going to get to hear Zazzo and Amber's voices today, but they're not going to be live. They're going to be doing a best of.
I don't know how I feel about, like, we've had some good best ofs. Sometimes it's funnier live, but then there's certain things, like, especially with us, like, there's certain things that, like, even replaying it back. Like, I couldn't believe how stupid I was the other day to talk back to a recording. but
I saw that.
I don't know, but here's the worst part. I caught myself before anybody, you know, actually got me. It could have been worse, because if the two knuckleheads would have caught it, right, it would have been a pause, a couple of excuse me, And it would have went on for a lot longer than it did that I caught myself.
So, Leroy, did you see, remember yesterday we were talking about how Damian Lillard said there's no chance that any of these NBA players are going to follow the rules with the bubble. Well, yep. Now the NFL, they are going to fine players for violating coronavirus procedures. Like, example, going out in restaurants and taking in ride sharings, that NFL players could get fined for going out to restaurants and riding Uber.
The whole point of it is, and this is what everybody was trying to emphasize just in general, in public and in the U.S. You are protecting each other. Okay, it has nothing to do with what you think about coronavirus. You could think you have no chance of getting it. Okay, you wearing a mask or you taking the necessary precautions to prevent the spread, whether you believe it is going to prevent it or not, is for the purpose of everybody else, because we're all in this together. So if you have an NFL player who football, you come in contact with a lot of other players, coaches, or whatever. If you have somebody who's not being courteous to all the other players in the league, then I don't see the problem in the league trying to do something to make sure everybody is respective of one another and courteous. So I could see a lot of sports doing it. One, to show the players that it's about everybody. And two, here's the bigger picture. Okay? In college, in the NFL, in the NBA, in baseball, and in hockey, all these professional sports and college sports want to give the impression that they are doing everything they can to make it as safe as possible while doing nothing. You understand?
Yeah.
Like you, the chances are there are going to be players that catch it. That's just the reality of where we are. We can't do anything about it. But you don't want to be the league or the organization or the team that seems like you're being careless. Like, we don't want to be around here like Rudy Gobert, you know, and just being nonchalant about it. So that's what that's for. But I'm a little insulted that these players don't feel that they should have to do these things anyway.
Well, did you hear DeMar DeRozan? Apparently, DeMar DeRozan, he read the rules. It was like a 113-page memo about what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do at the bubble. And it's the article, according to Royce Young on ESPN. This is literally the first paragraph where he says, NBA players, you know, they have to maintain 6 feet of separation in every setting outside of practices and in games. That means while players could set screens on each other and wrestle for a loose ball, simple activities like doubles ping pong won't be allowed. And DeMar DeRozan says, the ping pong thing is ridiculous, to be honest. His big drawing point is you can't play doubles ping pong.
Well, like, here's what they tried to do. They tried to create an environment that would enable the players to coexist, right? While taking into account that you're also putting them in a position where they're hanging out all the time, where it may be difficult to practice social distancing. And so they come up with, they try to kind of do something to help to you know, try to continue to practice social distancing. Again, this is more of a situation where you're trying to do as much as you possibly can to create or to put these players in an environment that creates social distancing and keep them safe more than it is to have a whole bunch of rules. And so, yeah, you put a ping pong table up, well, you can't have them all jumping around. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. I know this is going to be, you know, we're going to be talking about this for the rest of this basketball season, if there is one, right? Because I'm with you, Robbie. The wrong person get coronavirus or the wrong team, or you have enough players on the team that can't participate, then what?
Well, I mean, to DeMar DeRozan's point, and I'm not saying I agree with him, but what he's trying to say is, like, you know, if you just spent 2.5 hours playing a basketball game, no masks, all the contact, all the breaking right. of social distancing, and then that same day you can't play, you know, doubles ping pong, I mean, the damage is already done. You just played basketball for 2.5 hours, you're exposed correct. To countless people. Like, what difference does it already make if you've already been technically been exposed? Why can't you play? I mean, I'm not gonna fight for doubles ping pong. I like ping pong too, but I'm not gonna go out on a limb and fight for that. But I could see kind of his point. Like, hey man, we've already if we got it, we got it already.
Let's go back to my original point. Okay. We all know that it's nearly impossible to practice social distancing, but these leagues want to give the appearance.
Yeah.
Right? So we're doing everything we can to be safe. You can go ahead on and play the basketball so we can get our television contract. But we still want everybody to know that we care. That's what that is. That's what that is. But here, to my point, would you be more upset if they didn't do anything and just say, what if the NBA had that approach? And they said, look, we're in the bubble. They just played a 2.5-hour game. Like, they should be fine. You would be more insulted by that they're not even trying.
I mean, I don't know if I would be insulted, but yeah, like I can understand that from the PR purpose why they
right.
have to do what they have to do, but I'm not saying that they'll be fine, but like, you know, I'm saying if you just play a 2-hour game and somebody on the court has it, chances are you got it. If somebody is so
correct,
what difference does it make if you go out and play doubles ping pong when you already have it because you played a basketball game? Like you're taking a huge risk already playing a basketball game.
It's all in how it looks.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And I think
not the reality. Mm-hmm. The reality is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. But if any of these leagues came out with that reality, we'd all, because you know, people got to stand on their soapbox. How can they not even care? They don't even care about it. And what's funny is, here's the crazy thing about this, is that the same people that complain about the concerns of the players and say, a lot of people aren't working. You have a job that makes millions. Just go play the games, right? They'll be the first people to stand on a soapbox and say, the NBA doesn't even care about these players, right? Mm-hmm. So look, I appreciate the fact that they're trying. I understand the realities of what we're going through right now, and I think a lot of people do understand the reality of it, but it's just, you know, look, are we necessarily protecting everybody when we go into a store and we have our mask on and somebody does the chin strap so that they could talk? Right. But we have to at least make an attempt to try to be as safe as possible. And that's the whole point.
Oh, you're going to love this, Leroy. So back to the NFL, proposal. This says they propose to test players and team personnel every other day during training camp. A player reps on Thursday said they would prefer daily testing. Now, here's the thing. Availability and access to testing is an important issue, and the league is conscious of the potential backlash it could face if it has greater access to testing than the general public.
we've had this conversation
several times.
And what people fail to realize is the test that you get from the government are separate than the test you can get as a private citizen. Anybody can purchase those tests from companies that don't do business with the government. It doesn't mean they're in good tests. In fact, if you remember early on, one of the biggest issues is that there were companies that had tests available, but the government was only dealing with certain companies. And so that's why you saw organizations or private companies able to get a lot more tests than the public. And that's all that is. That's not an access thing. That's not an elitist thing. That's not any of that. That's just the simple fact that if you go to a certain place and get, you know, a test, or it's something about being approved or something like that. I don't know the exact word, but the companies that the government or the medical profession accept are different than all the tests that are available. And so you'll see, you know, the NBA or 15 minutes.
Oh, yes. Anyway, we are 29 days away from Basketball still, it's an entire month.
That's the one thing that I've
hopefully
the only thing that I've been frustrated about is that's a lot of time. Like all these leagues have set up and they've set up like 45, 30 days ahead. I wonder if it's because of the logistics of everything or, you know, getting back into basketball, because I would imagine the players only need a couple of weeks before they could play some games, because that's what they do in camp, right? In camp, they go to camp for what, a week, and then they start playing.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 weeks, usually like games. Middle of September. Yeah,
I know we have in football, believe it or not, we have 1 week of practice, and then preseason starts. So, from that standpoint, like, that's the only thing that's been a little frustrating to me, because I've been hearing, you know, basketball's coming back, you know, baseball's coming back. When?
Yeah,
45 days from now.
Until I see it, I don't believe it's coming back.
I'm with you. I'm with you because look, it's now getting to the point where it's getting, you know, a little more serious that we need to find something to reassure people, you know, that we're going to get through this and it's going the other way.
We got 27 days until the first NBA regular season games. The NBA doubleheader is on the 30th. But yeah, like, you know, Adam Silver, he has to say that, but he didn't rule out, you know, if things get out of control, that possibly shutting it down again.
Now let's think about this. Now I'm not one to, you know, they say if you get it, it's highly unlikely you would get it again. So guys like Derrick Jones Jr., mm-hmm. right? He might be one of the healthiest guys because he already got it.
Yeah, well, I think is if you get it recently, then you might be good. But, I don't know if it wears off over time. Like Rudy Gobert, he got it back in March. He might be able to get it again. And I think if he gets it again, I think everything's shutting down again.
Right. I heard I was watching television, just like scanning through, and there was this Broadway actor. He says he's been feeling the symptoms of COVID for 100 days.
Whoa.
And the doctors, you know, the doctors are like, yeah, it could happen. That everybody just thinks, oh, I got it. I'm in 14 days. I'm out. Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this guy and he's like, you know, putting stuff on Twitter saying, hey, man, I'm still living with the symptoms. Let's take this serious.
I mean, it is no joke, and I know people joke about, you know, if they just get. I mean, we talked about earlier about what if Derrick Jones just, you know, gave it to Jimmy Butler and bam, it just got it out of the way. but obviously you don't want to do that. Everybody reacts differently to this virus, but at the same time, like, you feel pretty good, Derrick Jones. You know, like, you know, he's feeling fine. You feel good. Same thing with Jokic from Denver. He's almost back. He's ready to come back at some point. As soon as he gets cleared, he'll be back ready to play basketball. Now he's going to be a lot skinnier. And by the way, speaking of which, did you see that Zion apparently has lost like 15 pounds?
In New Orleans? Woo.
Yeah, he's shredded.
Let me tell you. He ain't shredded. Look, I'm telling you, he is the second coming of Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley was very, very, very athletic. Not as athletic as Zion, but he was always a little portly. You know what I mean? He wasn't as big as Zion, but everybody had the same thoughts about Charles Barkley. He was only like 6'5", 6'6", just a monster inside. Had a good all-around game, but he was a big dude. So, yeah.
By the way, I'm getting distracted by the TV here. This KBO game's out of control. It's 5-5 in the top of the third. It was 5-0 at one point. It's already 5-5 in the third inning. Wow, the over already hit.
Are you hoping to get to the Mag 7 before this game's over?
At this rate, I will. Definitely will. The runs keep coming up. It might be like the fifth inning by the time we get to the Mag 7.
Right.
Which, by the way, it's Mag 7 coming up at 8:20. It's going to be all sorts of bets out there. Can't with hot dog eating contest tomorrow. I cannot wait for the hot dog eating
contest. I can't. Dude, I just picture you walking down the street and seeing two ants sitting at the corner. And you trying to strap numbers on the back of them and race them across the street. And you taking bets and going, action is action. Let's go.
iPad. Gotta admit,
the hot dog eating contest is some say it's the only sporting event this weekend, if you want to call it a sporting event, but it's no doubt the biggest sporting event of the weekend.
I mean,
maybe the most watched.
I always picture 4th of July as big time baseball day, right? Mm-hmm. Big time baseball.
No, it won't be any of that.
None. There'll be golf and hot dog eating contests. That's it.
By the way, Leroy, glad you brought up golf. So remember the other day when we told you guys that that Fox was breaking their relationship with the U.S. Open, and the U.S. Open is back on NBC, and they had like 12 years left on their contract, Leroy. But turns out it's all because when they moved the U.S. Open, Fox had a conflict with the NFL, and they wanted to move the U.S. Open to FS1, and that was a deal breaker. That broke the contract.
Well, look, think about this. You have a contract with a station where you sell ads, right? The money you get from those ads are based on being on a major network. Mm-hmm. FS1? What channel is it? Exactly.
On DirecTV, it's 219.
Exactly. That's my point.
Do the show there.
Right. That's my point. The only reason why I know where it is, and this is no lie, is if I accidentally hit channel up from Golf Channel. Yep. Other than that, I would not know that was FS1.
Well, yeah, it's weird that they broke away from a 12-year agreement over one something that's only going to happen once. It's never going to be the U.S. Open. Whoa.
It's not just one agreement. You understand. Football is boss.
Oh, I understand.
So if you have a conflict with football and anything, what contract are you going to make sure you don't lose?
Oh, you want to keep the football. And Fox, correct. Fox is not that married to golf. It's only been covering USGA for a couple years.
Correct. So it's unfortunate. But the fact of the matter is that football is your moneymaker. You're not going to do nothing to mess with that. Now, here's where it could suck, right? You've said football is our guy. That's who we rolling with. Sorry, golf, kick rocks, right? Mm-hmm. Golf has more of a chance of making it than football, just based on social distancing and stuff like that.
I'm pretty confident that U.S. Open will get played. I'm not very confident NFL, whatever NFL week it falls on, it's going to get played.
Okay. Now, what if something happens that football can't be played and the only sports out there is golf?
Oh, then Fox is going to be pissed. Because it's only for one weekend. It's not like it's going to be like that every other year.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
They lost out on a 12-year deal for one weekend.
Well, no, yeah. maybe. Now, keep in mind, mm-hmm. golf has to represent itself. Mm-hmm. So golf selling ads to be on Fox, and you move them over to FS1, now you got to go back and rework all those deals. You're like, no, player. We want to be on Fox. That was the deal. Well, we got football. Let us out of our deal. Okay, fine.
And we on Father's Day weekend, Leroy, there was golf being played. In retrospect, I feel like the U.S. Open didn't have to get moved. So, I mean, I doubt they're going to have fans. And maybe by September, we'll never know. But I doubt they're going to have fans. It feels like the U.S. Open didn't have to get moved.
Well, keep in mind, at the time, you didn't know.
We didn't know at the time.
You know, and that's the whole thing that's killing sports, is that this is the bar keeps moving. Mm-hmm. Right? So you think, oh, this is where we are now. This is where we're going to be in a month. We should be able to do these things in a month if things progress the way we think they are. And then the next thing you know, boom, something happens and you got to move the bar again.
We'll get to my my experience taking a regular coronavirus test last week. We'll get to that next.
Robbie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Little James Brown.
What movie is this from?
Rocky.
Yep.
Well, it's not.
Right before Apollo Creed
got. Oh, yeah, he came decked in an American flag, walking into the ring.
And then that always seems like anybody who fought Tyson back in his heyday.
Yeah.
You know, they had the extravagant outfit. They came in, you know, I'm going to be the heavyweight champ. But what happens is Tyson would come in his terry cloth, nothing like Drago.
Yeah, I know Tyson Fury did that a couple fights ago. Not none of the Deontay Wilder fights, but he came decked in, you know, the Apollo Creed attire, walking into the ring. He's a bloke.
Got to tell you, the all these shows I've been watching, I have learned to tell the difference between an English accent and an Irish accent.
I can now tell when I've gotten so used to the point when blokes have tried to put on American accent, I can finally tell, even though they're speaking American, that I can tell that they're a bloke, like this dude from Billions. The main guy, Axelrod, Damian Lewis is the actor's name. The way he was talking, it didn't seem like he was a natural American. It felt like he was forcing his accent. And he does a pretty good job, but I'm like, this guy has to be a bloke. And sure enough, I looked it up, bloke. And
right. What was the biggest shocker? Batman.
Oh, Brett Bale? Yeah, Christian
Whoa!
Bale.
Whoa! Yeah. Brutal. I was like, wow, I could hardly understand him. It's Batman.
Dr. House? What's the guy?
Oh, yeah.
Hugh Laurie?
No, is he? Yeah, he's a bloke. Now, keep in mind, sometimes they're Australian.
And then Colin Farrell, I think, is Irish. Right. He doesn't, I don't know any movies where he does an Irish accent. Most he does an American accent.
I've actually seen a couple. Like, a lot of these shows, you see people that I didn't know. Remember Scarecrow from Batman? Woo!
Yes.
Irish.
Bloke? Whoa.
Yeah. Irish.
Yeah.
He's like the star in Peaky Blinders. Right. I'm like, holy smokes. But Peaky Blinders was one of those shows I couldn't quit it. But it's action, but it's slow action. So they were always into something.
Well, speaking of slow action, so last week, Leroy, I saw, you know, I was like, you know what, let me go get a test. Well, why not? I got nothing after the show. And I did it, a couple things. I didn't want to get out of the car. That's number one. I just wanted to drive through, in and out, and be done. And I didn't want to make an appointment. And so it narrowed my places to go a little bit. And I know I could get it at Marlins Park, but I've heard horror stories of that Marlins Park testing site, at least back in March. It might be better now. So I'm like, oh, wow, our old stomping grounds, Leroy, at Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center. They were doing a drive-through test. You don't have to make an appointment, and you don't have to have symptoms. I'm like, all right, what else I got to do? So after the show last week, I get there, and
listen to 790 The Ticket on your laptop, desktop, iPad, phone, any.
I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, there's some weird.
Why is this still playing?
That's all right. Well, but as I was saying, that is funny. That, you know, I get in line, and it's a huge car line. I'm like, all right, no big deal. The website said it's open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's like 10:30, so I'm like, all right, no problem. No cough button. I'll listen to some Zazzle and Amber while I'm waiting in line. Oh, damn. Wait. No cough button here. Wait. At home. Not back in the studio.
Let me tell you something. Dude, it's like you trying to win an Academy Award for coughing. Like the dramatics of what you just went through just to clear your throat. Like, come, man. I'm like ready to get an Academy Award for best action during a cough. Robbie.
Like, I love how he's also frozen on the screen as we're Skyping.
Oh, that could also mean that he's out. Like, when you get frozen on the screen, yeah, that could literally mean that you are not with us. So it doesn't, like, you have to be careful. We call that the Putin.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, you know.
The Putin, yeah. You just get kicked off.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Because as soon as Tobin started talking bad about Putin, all of a sudden you get their connection started dropping. So, like, Putin hacked the feed, and it would knock one of them off, and they would have to reboot and reset to get back on.
But it could also be because Robbie probably has 6 devices, you know, with sports going on around him, so yeah, that the actual connection that he needs the most is getting the least bit of signal.
Yeah, I got my KBO on one screen. I got the text machine. I got stories. And then I got you guys on the Skype. Oh, you guys are starting to clear up now. And so back to the story. I'm in the drive-thru line. I'm listening to Zazzo and Amber. I even heard Amber's entire list. It was her 20 list of her favorite reality shows. I heard it all. And by the time, it took a while. By the time I get to the place where, you know, you get tested, it was still like 12-something. It was not even close when they're supposed to close. And there's two men outside the facility, and they're dressed up in army fatigues, and they just gave me the kill sign. They're like, nope, kill sign, keep moving. I'm like, wait, what? Like, all that way? Like, you couldn't have told me that before? And I'm in the middle of the street, so I can't really stop and talk with the guy and reason with him. Hey, man, why can't I get a test? There's people behind me. I don't want to hold up the street. So they just told me to keep driving, and I had to drive away, and I did all that waiting for nothing. I didn't get tested. And I got
Did they run out of tests?
I'm guessing that's what happened. I didn't have time to break it down and ask and question the guy what's going on. I know the place is barricaded off, and I got the double throat slash kill signs.
Jeez.
Yeah. I got the Tony Romo kill. And I'm like, oh man, I did all that waiting. At least I got to hear Amber's list of her favorite reality shows. I had a gripe with one of them. I thought Impractical Jokers, even though it's borderline, whether that counts as a reality show or not.
No, that's not a reality show. I mean, it is. They do stuff naturally, but it's a comedy show. It's a comedy. So I went and saw them at BB&T.
And I saw you there.
Oh, yes. It was hilarious.
I liked it. By the way, you see what they're doing?
I know you liked it.
They can't be They can't be, you know, filming Impractical Jokers. They can't, like, go on the streets and go to the supermarkets and do their stunts, you know, because coronavirus. So right. They're doing, like, they've been doing virtual dinner parties, and that's their new show now. It's just 4 of them eating dinner, then they're just getting random people to join in on the chat. It's just kind of like if the 3 of us and Tobin did a dinner party virtually. That's how it would go, like.
Right.
They do have funny moments, but I don't know how I feel about learning so much about their personal lives.
I mean, that's probably what makes people funny.
Yeah.
The fact that you know their past. Like, if I told you stories about my childhood, you would think, like, I was the funniest dude in the world because there's things that I did growing up that were normal that you'd be like, no way. Right? No, it's not possible. It's the same thing with, like, Cubans. Like, they'll tell me, you know, hey, what we do during this time of year, and this is what we did growing up, and mm-hmm. the get-togethers, and how Nut Never Starts on Time, yep. and Cuban whatever. Time. Right. But I'm going to tell you what, and this is the honest truth. You want to get my family together on time? Tell them food going to be served at 1. I'm just telling you. Because you guys think I'm kidding. I'm the smallest person in my family, women included. That's no exaggeration. We got some biggums all walking around looking like clumps. Right? So, yep. Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, that was probably, you know, to say I didn't have the best situation growing up, but the only thing that I can remember is getting together for the holidays because we all live close to each other. You know, then Katrina hit and I don't get to see my family anymore because they're all over the place. I got family in Dallas. I got family south of Houston. I got family in Atlanta. And I got family still in Louisiana. So we went from living within 5 miles. The whole family lived within 5 miles of each other, right? Some living across the street from each other, to now living all over the South. So I don't get to see them. So when you think about those days, you don't think, yeah, man, it was fun. It was cool. You know, as you get older and you know, your relatives, your cousins, you know, that you grew up with, your brothers and sisters, they start moving on and having their own life. These things happen. So
Jay, at some point during the day, we've had a debate on this show all week, and you're the only one who could solve this debate. It's coming. Don't worry. We've had this long debate on the show, and you're the only one that could solve it. We're going to get to that at some point. And plus, more patriotic music as well. We're celebrating, you know, America's birthday weekend. And Hour 2 coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.